I've screwed this up so much. I can't.
This is real. We here now, right now. Table Talk with Rookies Family, the family podcasters. How's everybody doing today? A-OK?
Yep. But I think
we should
mention what number podcast this is.
What podcast number is this, the keeper of the podcast number?
This is our 50th podcast.
Oh, apparently Kathleen Turner in studio with us today again. 50th podcast.
Big number in the 50. Family.
Yeah, all right, we've got some people in the family that are 50 and older.
Hey, so maybe there's some fanfare for that. Number 50 today. And the next 500 are going to get even better. We hope, anyway. You have found the family podcast where just these family of six chit-chats about everything except politics. Right, Gabe?
Yep.
Okay, everything but politics, according to Gabe. We sneak one in on him every once in a while. We are recording today on Sunday, October 27th in the morning, and this is Halloween week. All of the Halloween parties you should have gotten out of your system this week and this Friday, Saturday. We went to a nice one.
People have them next week, too.
Yeah, I do.
That's after Halloween.
Yeah, but Halloween falls on Thursday, so...
Right.
You usually have two weekends where there's parties.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't do anything Halloween this weekend, but I do have a party next weekend to go to. Yep.
I think if it's November, Halloween's over.
No, sorry, we were wrong.
Gabe went to a Halloween party last night. His first high school party.
And there were girls.
His first high school party.
He's been to this house before.
Not for a high school party.
Yes, it was.
Since the beginning of September, August, when he started school.
That's true. You guys weren't in school when the first time you went to this party, though.
Yeah. Now they're legitimate high schoolers during the school year.
Was it fun, Gabe?
Yep.
Okay.
5 minutes I was there.
Till the police came.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, they broke up their party.
Oh, come on.
But just due to loud nature and rowdiness,
we got kicked
bad.
Out like the entire party. So then we were in the streets, and then the police got called.
Oh, okay.
So then where did you go after that?
We went back to the house party.
Oh.
They let the good kids back in.
So if you're a bad kid listening to this podcast and you were not let in, now you have to get on the right path. Oh. All right. Well, we had a great party yesterday, Halloween week. We went to... Mom's sister, Joed, her house, and Noel, and she always puts on a really good show, makes fantastic chili, what a great idea for her layout of her food. She had a skeleton head, and then the jeans where you could cut out the jeans where you would place maybe a casserole or something like that. That was very clever. I had never seen that before. Or chili. Like
Or how about just some like appetizers like what she kind of had?
Yeah.
But yeah, she always does a good job with the decor and whatnot.
Finley was a big hit.
Yes, we did bring Finley.
We did bring the dog to a household.
He's still alive.
But let's just say he had to go to the bathroom 3 times overnight last night. So I think he maybe ate a little more than he's accustomed to. And she had a very clean kitchen floor.
I was going to say he rarely left the kitchen because he was sniffing around everywhere trying to...
Yeah.
Eat anything that may have fallen.
We're trying to make him chunky.
No, I'm not.
We don't want a fat dog.
I am.
We've had all of them. All of our dogs have been fat.
We're almost to November. This is kind of switching the topic.
Take it.
But, Matthew, have you thought about when you're coming home at all?
Thanks.
No. I kind of think about like what I have tomorrow.
Oh.
he's 24 hours ahead.
Oh, I thought he was coming home tomorrow. Like you were planning,
I don't think very far ahead right now.
Because mom and dad will get to see you soon for your convention, but we haven't seen you since we saw you in Boston.
Well, I'll be home like right after
the convention.
I'm in Las Vegas as well. It's Thanksgiving then.
Are you gonna stay home for the week? Because yeah, it's the wedding then.
Yeah.
This is not good radio, people.
No, they don't want to hear what we're supposed to inform and entertain.
Planning our family schedule.
Yeah, we can call them after the podcast and figure that out. Unless somebody wants to email us a better idea, I think that's what we should do. Okay.
Yesterday,
recap of last week. Go ahead.
I was going to say yesterday we also you had your appearance at the Minnesotan.
Oh, the Minnesotan, a great place to buy your Christmas gifts, Hanukkah gifts, Kwanzaa gifts, whatever the case may be. If you haven't been to the Minnesotan, they're not a sponsor to the show yet, but Corey does a great job. If you are looking for somebody that grew up in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis side or St. Paul side, they have so many great old school T-shirts.
Nostalgia.
Fighting Saints, Thunderbird Motel, Mets Center. It's really cool. Check them out online at the Minnesotan .com. I'm sure it's the Minnesotan.com.
A bunch of hats. We got quite the assortment of hats yesterday. Gabe got a really nice pullover. I got a windbreaker. They've got some really cool.
Let's just say McLaren bought Gabe a pullover for his Christmas gift. And last night, guess what he wore to the party?
Yeah, I come up and I go, oh, you're having that before Christmas.
Well, I don't think it needs. I already know what it is, so there's no point in having it as a Christmas gift.
All right.
I'm not like McLaren where I want to know what my gifts are.
Yeah, because I'm getting what I actually really want.
But I don't, like, I never have anything. Okay, never mind. This
it's not the art
point.
Of
wait,
getting
wait, no, but here's
gift.
The question. Do people like to know what they're getting?
You shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's
no.
like a to-do
that defeats
list,
the
then.
Purpose.
Yeah.
I would
gift
agree.
Gift is supposed to be thoughtful.
Yeah, then it's not fun
ruined
because everyone else is like, oh, my gosh, thank you. And McLaren's like, oh, yes, I knew that I was going to get this gift.
Who is the worst in the family, though, if they get someone something and she just can't wait to basically, I got you a hat. And then, oh, whoops.
It's hard for me because I like to give gifts. So when I buy it, why should I have it just sit for 5 years? Why not just give it to them?
Because you're already talking about you starting the Christmas shop and it's not even Halloween.
Yes, yeah, so we're shopping yesterday and McLaren's like, you guys need to be aware. You guys need to start looking for Christmas gifts. And I'm like, McLaren,
no,
you look for Christmas gifts year round.
And she's like,
I actually said is that you need to start thinking of Christmas gifts that we could get mom and dad because I'm always the one that gets the Christmas gifts. And I was like, it would sure be nice if other people put some thought into it.
It's October. I'm not thinking about that.
Welcome to
womanhood. I do not have the money. Zadoflangen has $0.
I can't tell you how I stress over what to buy for the family and the picking out the Christmas gifts for the kids.
Please.
It's stressful time for me.
You see them all for the first time when they open them.
Yes, that is so true.
You never help with that.
That's so true.
Josh McLaren.
All right, here we go. Anybody else? A recap of this past week?
No, let's go.
Nothing to say? Okay. I'm going to start out with Halloween coming up, the holidays coming up, and even just in general, sleep is a very important thing. And there's a study that over 50% of school-age children in the United States are not getting nearly enough sleep. Only 48% of school-age kids in the U.S. are getting the sleep that they need. Most Americans probably are not getting enough sleep, but this research just covered the kids. And part of the problem is, of course, what? Electronics, and school starting early. Now, I'm a big proponent of school starting early. I don't think a school should start at 9 o'clock. It's been starting early since day one, and because we have new electronics, that shouldn't say, oh, people should have to, they're up late on their phone or the computer. We're going to start at 9:30 now.
Well, I know like for elementary schools, there's a bunch of research saying that they should be started before 8 o'clock, and then there's a bunch of research for high school age students that they should be started after eight, later than eight, just based on when students are most productive or not.
Well,
I could not imagine going to school at 9 o'clock and getting done at four. I would die.
Here's the thing. McLaren would know as she sees this every single day in her work environment.
What is her field of interest?
Her field, I'm not positive on this, but she might be a teacher.
Oh, a sub
she
or
might
she
be a real life first grade teacher.
That's, I think that's come up before on this podcast once or twice, right?
Yeah, probably. And maybe a little bit at home.
Gabe gets very excited for me to have this job and enjoys talking about it as much as possible.
Well, yeah. here's the recommended amount of sleep for everybody. Newborns to 3 months, 14 to 17 hours each day. They're obviously not doing electronics. Wouldn't that be nice?
I like
14
the
17
hour range. Okay.
Infants 4 to 11, they need 12 to 15 hours. Toddlers 1 to 2, 11 to 14 hours. Preschoolers, now it's kind of really dipping down. Preschoolers 3 to 5, 10 to 13 hours. School age elementary kids 6 to 13, they need between 9 and 11 hours. That's where Gabe fills in there. Teenagers 14 to 17.
Gabe's 14.
8 to 10 hours. That's right. Happy birthday a while ago. About 10 months ago. I forgot about that. Yeah. So, Gabe, you need 8 to 10 hours of sleep.
I get like 9.
The rest of the
kids need
7
usual,
to 9.
Gabe is perfect.
Yeah, he's right on.
Well, I don't sleep as much as my other friends do. Like, I can get up at 6 in the morning and be perfectly fine throughout the day.
We have a really good family about waking up. None of us have never, except Matthew, when he was younger. When you were younger.
Sophia.
Matthew, you can't even deny that.
You get up at like 10 every day.
Oh my God, I do not. I am so offended.
You either do that or you get up at 6, but then you have to sleep for 10 hours during the day.
No, I'm a huge, I like taking naps, but I've literally haven't slept in since, oh my gosh, slept in since, I'm like heated, 10 in like years.
I like when people comment on the podcast,
like I physically can't.
When we have fights, and I just want people to know who is the
instigator
behind all these fights. Just start tracking that as you continue to listen. Who instigates and feeds the fuel to a fight?
And sources false information.
That's not false information.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't say who it was. I just would like our listeners to observe.
I would like everybody to know that most of the time it's McLaren at home.
She does instigate a lot. But I, the perfect child. No.
And go ahead, Matthew.
I was going to say, I think people suggest that you need way more sleep than we actually need. This whole, like, everyone needs 8 hours. I think it's so dependent on the person. There's some people that do need 10. There's a lot of people that 6 is fine. I don't need to sleep more than 6 hours and operate.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Capacity. Well, I don't. They're always like, you need 8 hours, 8 hours. But I guess it's fine to like throw that out as an average. But I think people take it way too seriously. You should just know how much sleep you need and then get that.
Well, adults over 25, the National Sleep Foundation and the CDC recommend more than 7 if you're over 25. But I wonder at what point, as you age, when do you get that, you know, when old people, they fall asleep in their recliners or wherever they take naps. I mean, I wonder where that curve starts to go down.
Well, I already do that, and I'm 24.
I think I saw you pretty slumped over on the couch last night at about 7:30.
Who was that?
You.
Me? No, not me.
Not only that, snoring incredibly loud.
I was faking. I was trying to get you guys to listen to me.
We couldn't even hear the movie because you were snoring so loud.
That one put me right to sleep.
I think doing like a 11:30 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. is like the perfect.
No,
you
that's
get to stay
awful.
Up late, do what you want, and then but you're up early and you're productive.
No,
I like to go to sleep early.
I like 10 to 7:22 in the morning. That's like my go-to.
That's a lot.
All right then. So anyway, the reason that these kids are not sleeping is because of electronics. So what do you do?
I don't think
nothing.
I don't think it's because of electronics either. I think there's so many other factors that come into it. Blaming it solely on electronics is not.
And personally, electronics help me fall asleep because I like to listen to something before I go to sleep.
Yeah, you're just messed up in the head.
Kids have been not wanting to go to bed forever.
Yeah,
that's
remember,
not a new
Gabe?
Thing. It didn't just come around when the iPad got invented.
Do you also think, though, scheduling has a major impact on it? Because most kids' schedules are completely full. There's not a lot of downtime, even though that goes against all that electronic time. But there's always activities for any child that's involved in sports, music, theater, whatever the case may be. And their schedules are completely full, and that doesn't allow time for downtime.
No, they choose. I mean, if you're playing sports, you like what you're playing. I mean, I don't know. I guess that I'd see that as you're getting your what activity in, but you're enjoying what you're doing.
Right.
When I have a packed schedule and I'm going place to place.
Same. Because then you're actually
tired. When I finally get to like lay down, you just fall asleep. And it's like way better.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're regimented. You've got to go do this. You have to get this done because you have this at this time. So I don't know. I think it's better.
You really find this out in the strict school environment because your kids have to be at class on a certain time.
Matt, bring us into your articles.
All right, so get some sleep, guys. Okay. Matthew, you're next. Yep.
I have a couple random things. What was it? Last week, I did a 38-hour fast.
What
is wrong with you?
I admire you for this. Keep talking.
Is it because you were too cheap to buy food?
That certainly weighed into the decision. I did save quite a bit of money by just not eating for like 2 days.
Well, I'm going to send you money then for crying out loud.
No, fasting's really good for you. I'm on board with Matt.
No, I did it to kind of keep the week interesting, just kind of add something else fun to it.
Starving yourself is always a good time.
I ate dinner one night. I think it was Tuesday, like Monday night I ate dinner.
Can you tell us what was the last meal then?
Yeah, this was it. I ate dinner Monday night.
But what was it? Like physically, what did you make yourself?
Probably chicken. All I eat is chicken.
Okay.
I don't remember. I just eat chicken and rice. But so I ate it. I think I ate dinner at like 9 p.m. And then I didn't eat, so I slept, didn't eat anything, not a single calorie the whole next day.
But you drank, then, right?
Yeah, I drank a stupid amount of water, just insane. And then I had coffee, too. You can have coffee, green tea, and water, or that's the rule. And then, so I didn't eat the whole day, didn't eat through the night, and then I finally had a handful of peanuts the next day around lunchtime. So in total, it was like 38 hours. It was easier than I anticipated. I could have kept going for sure. By the time you get to that point, you're kind of like, you're just not, I don't know, I wasn't even craving food really. But it was a very interesting experience. I ended up losing, I think, like 3 pounds in the period of, 38 hours. So it was interesting, easier than I anticipated. I could have kept going. The only thing is, once you start getting too long, so if you start going for 48, 72, you can't just eat whatever you want after. You have to like start reintroducing food and eat like small bits, and I didn't want to have to deal with that. So I just stopped at 38 and had some peanuts.
I would just say probably don't ever do that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tia.
No, go.
I was just saying it was a very interesting thing. I would recommend it. I actually enjoyed it. It was kind of fun.
But then as soon as you put food back in your body, there's your 3 pounds right back. So I don't understand the point.
That's not true, though. The thing, though, is it's all about balance. People don't understand that that's – when you, like, fast like that, it's called intermediate fasting. It's actually a good thing to do because it resets your body. And, like, I don't know, you can lose some weight off that, too. Which is, like, who doesn't want to lose a couple pounds?
Yeah, I thought it was fun. It was a good challenge.
And it
I had never done anything like it before.
It gets you back into like starting to want to eat healthy again, I feel like. Because anytime I do something like that, I'm not craving a burger and fries. I crave more of like a
piece of broccoli.
Like a salad or something.
I think that's just you.
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw a burger and fries on my Instagram today.
Yay.
Yeah.
I haven't had that for so long.
So that was one thing. Just sort of a statement. I did that. I would recommend it. Let me know if you have any questions about it.
Nope.
I love you for that, Matt. I'm here for you.
I'm not.
I will go through my life knowing somebody that did that, but I don't think I'll ever do that myself.
It's kind of fun. Probably a month ago on the podcast, I said I wanted to start a new segment called Unpopular Opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have another unpopular opinion for you guys.
Oh, gosh.
Meatballs suck. I hate meatballs.
Oh,
is it like a meatball sub? Because I hate meatball subs.
Oh, I love meatball subs.
I think meatballs are highly overrated.
I like meatballs in like spaghetti, but meatball sub, ugh.
Time out, though. If you're talking about frozen meatballs, there is no frozen meatball that is good at all. Never get frozen meatballs. Only fresh meatballs or homemade meatballs are good. Or I'm or sorry, restaurant.
The IKEA meatballs are so good. No. I can't even, and those are
that's
frozen.
That's my exception. I'll eat Swedish meatballs.
I was just
going to
ask you, Matthew.
By and large, meatballs are always dry. They're not great. I would rather have spaghetti without meatballs.
No.
I'm picky about the meatball, but...
A lot of meatballs are hit or miss.
Meatballs.
Cassetta meatballs are right on. You get a homemade cassetta meatball, it's those absolutely fabulous.
I like one that's like crumbly kind
of. We lost Matthew.
Mateo, I've wondered why you're so quiet.
Yeah, me too. Adios. I was about to ask him something.
Yeah, McLaren, make weird mouth noises in the mic.
Not calling the right number.
We're sorry.
Oh, Matthew's changed his number.
He's been disconnected.
Wow. Well.
No, Dad, you're forgetting the one.
Well, this is a fun time. So.
This is where you guys keep talking
while
I'm doing
this. This is right when your age is showing.
This is when you just start another topic.
Here's what I was going to say. So I like meatballs. I'm not against meatballs. But if it comes to, like, I get to choose between sausage or meatballs in my pasta dish, I would go for sausage.
Whenever I think of the you, I just think of the word sausage for some odd
She's
reason.
Polish.
But I would prefer a spicy, like, Italian sausage in my pasta to a meatball.
Agreed.
Yeah. And it's not that I like meatballs. I love meatball subs, but I prefer the sausage.
Well, I would never want like a meatball in a white sauce, like bow tie spaghetti.
Whoa.
I would.
It's spaghetti. Like, that's the only thing. Spaghetti with red sauce is what you want a meatball in.
Well, meatballs are kind of on my radar right now. They're on the hot seat. Not sure about them. I think they're on the way out.
When mom makes
short meatballs.
When mom makes her homemade meatballs, those are fantastic. I don't even know what kind of mix you make.
Sucking up to mom, of course.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just saying this because when they're a little, like McLaren, when they're not well done, when they're just a little bit on the red side and they're juicier and not dried out, I agree, Matthew, a dried out meatball is worthless to the taste of a meal. It's worthless. I wouldn't go far as saying they suck because that's a word I don't like to use, but...
I'm not a meatball guy anymore.
Also, just a little side note, Matthew. I am making carbonara for dinner tonight for the family.
No one cares. No, we care.
Oh, looks like Gabe is not going to
because
be eating.
Because, Matthew, I made a new rule.
Yeah, you're lucky
in the
you're
house.
Not
yeah.
home.
And the new rule is once a month, our older children have to make dinner on Sunday.
Nice.
See, the older children. So you didn't say the younger
I didn't,
one?
I didn't include you because no one really wants to eat.
Yeah, everyone knows you don't know.
Gabe would be like, so here's some ramen noodles.
PB&Js, yeah.
You. So
eggs, you like eggs?
Mom's
I can make
never,
some eggs.
Mom has never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Nope, but I've never got a...
Yep, so then exactly, if I'm making them for dinner, you're on your own. Good luck.
I use that statement for two truths and a lie whenever I have to like meet people or something that my mom has never had a PB&J. And people are like, what?
I find it so hard to believe still. Like, I'm still very skeptical of that.
Believe it.
And Matthew.
It's such a wild thing. I don't know that I can.
Grandma put butter on every single sandwich.
Had I ever eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it would have been a peanut butter, jelly, and butter sandwich.
Gross.
Disgusting.
Just so you know, Matthew, your month is December, so you have to come home. So McLaren is October, Sophia's going to be November, and you're going to be Sunday in December sometime.
All right, I'll be there.
All right, you can handle that.
I have a couple, one last thing.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys ever heard of any, they call them shower thoughts?
No,
yeah, or, I love those.
Woes. Or you hear it, you're just like, whoa.
The Twitter account? Right,
I'll give you a couple. Give a couple. When you buy a bigger bed, you get more bedroom, but less bedroom.
Mm. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Got it?
Yeah, oh, I got it.
When you buy a bigger bed, you get more bedroom, but less bedroom.
We don't have to repeat the jokes.
I got it. I didn't get
it. If you exhale with your mouth wide open, it's hot air. But if you make your mouth a small O, it's cold air.
I hate that.
And then the other piece to that one is, and how many of you just tried that?
Oh, yeah. and damn, everyone is sitting in their car right now.
I hate that, though.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it did for me. I feel warm both times.
Yes, it's definitely for me.
I was doing it through my nose.
Oh, God.
Oh, everyone sitting at the stoplight right now making O's with their mouth.
Blowing O's, vape gods.
So fair.
I'm kidding.
This is a good one. Left-handed people push their pencils. Right-handed people pull their pencils.
Matt?
Yes. Yes, because if I'm writing, I'm pushing my pencil this way. Yeah, if I'm right-handed,
explain the joke again for me.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, all right, I'll do one more. up until 70 years ago, no one in the history of humanity had ever said, "What's that beeping sound?"
I never thought about that.
Weird.
Run that by me again.
Beeping. What's that beeping sound?
Run that by me again.
Up until 70 years ago, no one in the history of humanity had ever said, "What's that beeping sound?"
Pretty crazy.
Nothing beeped.
Right, nothing was electronic.
So that would be like an alarm clock, a microwave, a TV. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I think back then it'd be like a radar. Like they'd have a radar beeping.
And now, when an old person gets a new phone, they always say, "What's that bleeping sound?"
Yep.
Now the next one's going to be is, "Why is that person driving?" Because we're not going to have to drive pretty soon.
Look, someone's driving.
Get pumped.
Oh. I would like to drive a car sometimes.
McLaren's going to have our Kia since she's like 60.
I'm not going to have that car. I got anyone out there needs a new car, I got
a
great deal.
She'll be the one people point at and be like, "Look, someone's driving."
She's going to have a G-Wagon and she's going to be like in thousands of dollars in debt because she can't afford it, but she wants it.
That might actually happen, so don't say that.
All right, are you finished, Maddie?
Yep, that's it. If you would like more shower thoughts, look up shower thoughts.
Okay.
Thank you
shower
for that one.
Thoughts.
Shower thoughts. Mom is writing that down.
I actually kind of like those.
They're
like
fun.
Random facts.
You buy a bigger
or shower
bed.
Thoughts.
That's not really a fact. It's like something weird that
I like them.
Happens.
Mom, you're next.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to talk through this. Mine is a restaurant review, a kind of a strange restaurant review. And it's of an Italian restaurant, and I'm going to say the name of it because I believe it is an Academy family that owns it, the Chianti Grill in Roseville.
Oh, yeah.
And a fun fact about the Chianti Grill in Roseville is it is said to be haunted.
I did not know that.
So
really?
That's kind
I've
of a cool thing for this time of year. And so the review goes, long story ahead, it's been so long since I've been to Chianti Grill that I forgot the bathroom was haunted until I went in alone. I said goodbye to my colleagues and waltzed right into their two-stall restroom. I stopped and saw the single stall and said to myself, "Hell no."
Yeah.
Breezed right on into the handicap stall. And as I closed the door, I saw a shadow in the single stall. I had to pee real bad before my long ride back to Uptown, so I quickly got half naked and sat down.
What?
Is she possessed? Why do they have to refer to that as half naked? They pulled their pants out.
Yes.
What?
Okay, don't make me laugh.
Yep.
But you know how curiosity killed the cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was that dumb cat, slowly bending my head down, trying to peer into the haunted stall, praying someone was in there to explain the shadow. But you
Would
know,
that be better?
Right.
But you know that feeling when time slows down and you know you should have been that you should have seen the feet by now? Yeah, it happened. I was bending further and further for like an hour. I'm not sure why she says that, but finally my heart stopped because the haunted stall was empty and I was half naked on the toilet next to it. I prayed for someone to come in quick and God save me because he sent someone rushing into the haunted stall, and I finished my business and silently blessed the poor soul who was in the who was in with the ghost, but had saved me. Side note, the food was delicious. Would highly recommend. Their house-made ranch and hibiscus lemonade drink was also the bomb.
There's a lot going on here.
Sounds like a cat lady, kind of.
It sounds like
this lady saw a shadow. Is there other evidence that it's haunted?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently I read through some of the reviews, and someone said that they have heard of this too, and the ghost likes to open the door and watch you and wants to protect you.
Whoa. Nope. I'm good, thanks, ghost.
Yep.
That would
save me too.
Would die.
We're going to get out pretty fast before his toilet gets overflown.
Yeah, it says it's quite bizarre, but the food is actually real good.
I don't know. Have you guys been there before?
This is the former Ground Round.
Yeah, it is the former Ground Round.
Where
you used to
eat peanuts and you just threw them on the floor.
There's a bar like that in Uptown.
I love that.
Have you guys been to the Chianti Grill?
I have had Chianti Grill at hosted events from Academy and Viz families, but I have never myself been to the restaurant.
I went to a birthday dinner there in high school, and their food is phenomenal. It is really, really good.
Everything I've ever had from there has been delicious.
Yeah.
Well, there's another Stout Pub. That's another good one, just not far from that location.
Oh, yeah, that is also owned
by an Academy
family.
So anyway, it would be kind of fun to go there, and then we'll all have to take turns one at a time.
It sounds like it's the
Moaning
Myrtle girl from Harry Potter.
I know Sophia has to go first.
No. I don't use public restrooms, so...
Well, you have to see if there's a ghost. The ghost wants to help you.
Is it only in the women's
bathroom? It's only in the women's bathroom, so it's...
Well, good thing
we got some people that are struggling to find their identity in this.
We'll shave and bring wigs.
You can go in any bathroom you want now.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
Exactly.
Very true. All right, Chianti Grill in Roseville on Snelling.
Yeah.
Haunted.
Haunted.
I thought that was kind of fun, but it's probably not the same building as... Didn't they tear the Ground Round down
and
rebuild, I think?
They did.
Yeah.
And I think the Chianti Grill used to be where Stout's was.
And they moved.
Used
to be Lido's.
Whatever.
And then Lido's moved.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, so good food, supporting a local, locally owned restaurant is always good. Fia?
On the food topic, I've got a list of ranked candies for Halloween to give out.
Yum, yum, yum.
And this is from realsimple.com, and it's the 10 best Halloween candies. Number one, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers,
Yep.
Twix,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Kit Kat,
no.
Yep.
M&M's,
nope.
Nerds,
yep.
Butterfinger,
mm-mm.
Sour Patch Kids,
nope.
Mm-hmm.
Skittles,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Hershey Bar.
Hershey Bar is
those are the top 10 this year. I don't know.
Was Milky Way on that list?
It was not.
I don't like Milky
Good.
Way.
Milky Way should be banned from the earth.
I agree.
Milky Way is
get
a punishment.
Get that crap out of here.
And Three Musketeers.
Milky Way is a punishment. It's a Snicker bar without the peanuts. Get it out of here.
Just awful.
I have to say,
Three Musketeer, Milky Way. No.
See you.
Growing up, I always hated Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I did not like peanut butter and chocolate together. Just wait. Now I cannot get enough of it. I love peanut butter and chocolate together.
But Reese's are not the same as they used to be. They used to be so much better.
You're right.
I think you're kind of right.
No.
Yes.
I think they did.
Oh, I don't know.
They changed
that.
Them.
They are changed.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's none of what... We don't give out any of that stuff. We like the licorice ropes. The, the like, how long? 3-foot licorice rope?
Yeah,
maybe it's
like
not quite
yard,
that long.
A little less.
So we always give out those. And we also like the giant pixie sticks, like a 2-foot pixie stick. And then we like to do ring pops for little kids if they're really little. Or if they come with a little pumpkin and we can't get that other stuff in, then I'll give them ring pops.
Right.
And then we also offer a salt option, which is assorted chips that they could pick from.
Those mini
kids
bag
love
of chips.
That too.
That's always popular.
Yep.
I think even though those candies like aren't on the list, it's fun when you're a kid and you have 400 Reese's, but then you have something different that's like giant.
Then you can trade more things.
Also think like you think you're so cool when you have that super long licorice rope or the big pixie stick because
it's fun.
So it's big and it's different. Exactly.
We've always been known for our Halloween candy.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. And we've always done full size for our neighborhood kids.
And we've always...
Yeah. If you were cool.
Like,
I don't know if we give out full size to anyone where we live now.
We do.
We do.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Here is one of their old ad campaigns from way back when. Wait a minute. What is that? There's too much going on here. Mm-hmm. Hang on, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Yeah, you are ready for it. Say stupid stuff and you won't choke.
Nope, here we go. Burp.
Chocolate.
Mm-mm. Peanut butter.
Hey.
Oh, hey, you got your chocolate and my peanut butter.
You got peanut butter and my chocolate.
What?
What?
Delicious. Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate delicious peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And Reese's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups topped with chopped peanuts.
No.
Okay, now
yeah, no.
The question is, this was one guy walking down the street eating a Hershey's bar, a chocolate bar. The lady was walking down the street taking bites from a jar of peanut butter. Who in the hell walks down the street with a jar of peanut butter?
Sophia?
That is weird.
What?
You might do that.
I do sometimes like peanut butter. I do like almond butter.
Well, that was the Reese's campaign from the early
80s. That is pretty funny to think about that woman doing that.
Yeah, just a jar of peanut butter. Halloween candy really is key because that shows you for the rest of the year, kids point out to that house, that's a good candy house. You always want to be a good a Halloween house, I should say, because it's not always candy.
Then they're not going to come back and smash your pumpkins.
Right.
We don't even have our outdoor decorated.
We failed this year. I was too busy for anything and...
Yeah.
Plus, we got beat. Matthew across the street, he put in a huge graveyard. He's got lights. He's got the monuments. I mean,
Your house looks really good.
I told him today, I'm not even going to try this year because you just kicked our butts, and he thought that was pretty good. They had somebody come. They had somebody come out
from his yard.
Yeah, they had somebody come out and actually paint the. Utilities Matt, in the grass.
You've done ads for the company for 20 years.
Invisible fence. Dig.
No, why can't you think of it?
Gopher State One Call.
Yes.
Gopher State One Call. Funny how they, when they're not with you, you forget about them right away. Yeah, so we got our butts kicked on Halloween decorations.
We thought they
were
putting a fence in their front yard. I was like, oh, I hope they're not putting a fence in their front yard. Well, they were, but it was just temporary for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
All right, on to Mame. Mame, what do you got here?
I have an article about millennials and saving money, and it is quite ironic because we all know that I have some spending issues. So, this is according to Bank of America. 16% of millennials, and that is defined people that are aged 23 to 27, now have $100,000 or more in their savings account. And what they're suggesting... is that...
Oh, they're suggesting that we should.
Well, right now, 16% of millennials that must bank at Bank of America do. But gotcha. So that's what they're saying. But then they go into some suggestions. So they were saying that the median earnings for Americans between 25 and 34 right now is $40,352. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, if you're in your 20s, you should be saving 25% of your gross annual pay. And you should never be spending you should never exceed 75% of your gross income in your life expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By 30, you should have an equivalent to half your annual salary in your savings account. And
30?
Yes. Then it keeps going up. By 35, you should have twice, 43 times, 45, four times. It goes all the way up. When you're 65, you should have eight times your annual salary saved.
Okay, that's
but
so
this
stupid.
Is also, wait. When they're saying your annual salary, it's not saying you're putting, like, that comes out of your paychecks. That can also include... if you have your 401k.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so
you need to invest that money instead of having it sit in a bank account.
Yes, you can have some in your bank account, but they also say it includes your 401k or whatever other retirement plan you have.
Right, they essentially just want to set you up so that you have $1 million at least to retire, essentially.
Yeah.
And, is that how much you should have when you retire? $1 million? Oh, God.
At least.
I'm
at
in trouble.
At least. And the
you
other
can
thing
live
is...
with me, McLaren.
Matthew.
You are.
I'll be a billionaire.
McLaren is setting herself up for that pathway.
Yeah, I am.
She's meeting with a financial planner on Monday.
Yes, I am.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is a financial planner.
A former classmate of yours.
You used to go to school with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, funny. Just trying. I don't have enough money to.
Well, if you think I have any money to plan things,
he'll help her, though.
But I need some help.
His parents were in my dream last night.
Hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Do you know who we're talking about?
No, I don't.
One of your former best friends. You like to play baseball together.
And his
dad is a financial player.
Oh, awesome.
And his younger brother is called Peaches.
I've already met with this young gentleman, and he was very impressive with his meeting skills and his pitch. But basically, he looked at me and said, "I think you're pretty much. I'm gonna move on here. I think there's not much we can do with you right now." Yeah. And so I served up McLaren and said, "She really not served her up, but said she's a very good candidate." Because you can guide her and
she needs lots of guidance.
And she needs lots of guidance. Yeah. And you know what? He's a professional. He's just starting out, but he's studied this and he's with a solid company. And only good things can happen if you start to put money away now. Maybe not like Bank of America is saying.
So can they, like, if you meet with a financial planner, do they tell you, like, if you want to make some good money, let's invest in this company and they'll make me money?
They're going to say to you, what are your goals?
Inside trading.
No, here's what's going to happen. They're going to say, what are your goals? Well, you have a lot of time, and it's not how much, it's how long. So right now, you could be an aggressive investor with your mutual fund. You would go to Fidelity and say, put my money in international funds. The international funds we had with Fidelity made 18% for my 401k.
You should be aggressive, McLaren.
Now this is over my head, so that's when I need someone to be like, I'll just do it for you.
For someone that doesn't even know what the stock market is, you're just flying high.
Gabe, don't be rude.
So it's, but that's good to get that professional guidance because it's too difficult to do yourself, and then trust somebody that works with that every day.
Yeah.
You don't do it every day. They do, and that's why it's smart.
Yeah.
But he can't tell you, like, I know this about this company. You have to invest in it because that's legal.
He's not a stockbroker. He's not a stockbroker.
No, but that's what she was saying.
But wait, why is that illegal? Why can't they be like, oh, I know this company's going to do good, so put your money here.
It's called insider trading.
Well, then what the heck? Then why would you go to someone?
It's not insider trading, Gabe.
Stop the conversation. There is misinformation everywhere.
All right, bring us back.
Okay, whatever.
Matthew, can I go?
Let's move on to my topic.
But wait, I just have a question. Could I go to someone and say, I want to know what company's going to do good and what company's going to do well, and I want to invest my money in that?
Not
could
everyone's
they,
like a fortune
Listen, you
teller.
Guys, just, I'm That's asking good. A yeah. question. And could someone say, I know this company is doing well, you can invest your money in it?
Yes.
Well, yes, but they don't know that the company's going to do well.
I can tell you that.
It's the stock market, and they have no idea. A financial advisor will not tell you what to do per se, but they'll give you advisory on it. They're not going to say definitely buy stock in this company.
Well, sure, because it's the stock market; it's a game, and things fluctuate.
But you could go to a stock broker. I mean, this is on the higher end, and say, "What's a trend right now?" Well, Target is solid. 3M is solid. If you want to take a big risk, there's this new startup company that could make a lot of money, or you could lose. Right? You want to invest in Aereo? Aereo.
You can't.
Aereo.
I know. I'm just making sure you're
traded
listening.
Company.
Aereo. So this financial planner won't tell you a specific stock, but he'll give you 12 options of mutual funds.
But is it illegal for him to tell me a certain?
No. Okay. No. Insider trading is if they knew something was going to go up or down based on information that is not publicly available.
That's what got Jordan Belfort with Steve Madden.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So if you were going to say invest in this airline and you knew there was it was going to be an employee strike, and you told somebody, don't invest in there because there's going to be a strike, that's illegal because you found that information out and know what's going to happen. That's insider trading.
I don't get how that should be illegal, but whatever.
Is that a wink, wink right there?
Yeah, wink, wink. No, just sign them all.
You just wink at me?
All right, so good luck to you this week. I hope this young gentleman guides you and gets you on the path to $1 million worth of savings.
Like Gabe said, I don't want to be the G-Wagon owner in debt.
Nope. No.
You Gabe, want to be that.
Gabe, what do you got?
Speaking of cars and money, my topic is about the most expensive parking spot that's sold in Hong Kong.
Oh,
yeah.
There is a skyscraper that had only 40 available parking spaces, and the owner of four of the parking spaces sold them. Each of them sold for in the six-digit figures, and the most expensive one won the title for most expensive parking spot for $960,000.
Wow.
Holy
for
man.
A single Sorry. Parking spot so they can...
Pretty Why? Much $1 million.
Yep. Because there's only 40, and he said that the guy that bought the spot has a lot of office space inside of the building. He wouldn't say who it was, but that's what he gave.
So do they only have 40 because they don't drive cars there?
No, they don't have...
It's usually public transportation?
In a room.
They don't have any space for that.
Oh.
It's Hong Kong. It's very densely
populated. I don't
know
enough about China.
It's not China. It's Hong Kong.
Yeah, hey, be careful, McLaren.
Oh.
I don't
put on the lip.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think I would want to drive around there. It would be so the traffic would just be complete congestion. And they would have adequate public transportation, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but it's so crowded.
And it's polluted.
That's I'm glad we are where
What's
we are.
What's polluted?
Hong Kong?
China.
Yeah.
Well, wait, you just said Hong Kong wasn't...
It's like Puerto Rico. It's a territory of China, but it's not actually China.
Oh. Right. Oh, but it's connected to China.
The McLaren,
it's an island. It's not connected to China.
Right. It's an island.
What?
Oh, there's a river that runs through it.
That's Hong Kong protest right now, McLaren.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
They want democracy.
The umbrellas.
Hong Kong is officially... The Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China. It's a special administrative region on the eastern side of the Pearl River estuary in southern China.
Yeah, so the Pearl River is why it's an island, because that's what runs through it.
How'd they get all the buildings and stuff then there? Because that's hard.
Why
did you say that?
They coppered them in.
Sophia,
how do you think they got
them in place? Wait,
Sophia, look at this map. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much connected to China, but there's a little river here in Minnesota. What do we have that goes over rivers to get from one side to the other?
A bridge.
Oh,
yeah. And what?
Yeah. What about getting a building to in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Does oh my
Hawaii
gosh,
not have
I
any
didn't
buildings?
Even think about that.
Put them on ships and ship them over.
That's, yeah. Wow. Well, that's why they're so minimalist there.
What are you laughing at?
They've only got coconuts to make a house.
They don't put buildings on ships.
No, but the materials to build the building, they put them on a ship and get them there.
Yeah. Same with here.
Yeah.
They have to ship everything in. They don't just
make
Sophia, it on
clearly
site.
Clearly, we don't know about Hong Kong. We don't know about buildings. So
I ordered from there once, and then I shipped my pants.
Oh my God.
They shipped them right over. I shipped my pants.
One low flat rate.
Yep. Okay. And then, so with parking spot, $1 million is too much because that would be your entire retirement
401k,
fund.
Yeah.
You retire.
I bet this guy has a little bigger retirement fund if he's spending $960,000 on a parking spot.
He can donate to the poor.
Yes, he could.
That's me.
All right, we close. Gabe, are you done?
Yeah.
We got a bad guy today. Did everybody see that?
Bless
up.
Yes.
Screw ISIS.
I think he was a big chunk of it, and now what happens is...
He
was the leader, but now, you know, there's so many small pockets that I don't know if it's over yet, but that's a really good... The president spoke for probably, an hour from the White House today and was talking about... Watching this unfold and
how messed up the man was.
And this son of a gun took
Trump or Baghdadi.
Excuse me?
Yeah, make that clear, Mamie. Who are we talking about?
Excuse me, the president took down this guy.
Stop.
Hashtag Trump 2020.
Stop, McLaren. McLaren.
He did in such a cowardly act. Take three of his children.
That's so sad.
With him before he detonated his suicide vest.
That's horrible.
And blew them all away. It's so I hope there's a special place in hell for guys like that.
Yeah, he's an awful human
I hope
being.
He's welcomed by the devil and has to burn forever.
All right.
Yep. And maybe this one for you if you keep
Show
talking like that.
Boss.
Yeah, I'm going to go and
tell us how you really feel.
When I get to hell, I'm going to kick his ass. what do you, what are we going to be for Halloween? Anybody dressing up?
No.
Yeah, I haven't planned that far yet.
I think I'm going to be a cowgirl, but I don't know. Either a cowgirl bunny or like a alien bunny cowgirl thing.
Alien bunny cowgirl.
Okay, yeah. And thank you, Sophia.
Because I have a green skirt I want to wear.
Basically, I'm not even going to say the word, but yeah, I bet you can think of it.
I'm going to be a cat.
No.
Ooh. Every year I put on those cat
yes.
ears.
Yeah, you do. I'm probably going to throw on the biker shirt.
Yes.
I think that's a great move, Dee. If you just have like your costume, like this is what I am,
yep.
every year, then you don't have to worry about it. Everyone just like expects it. Perfect. Just pick like your thing and just run.
That's
with it
like me and the bunny ears. I just wear the bunny ears every year.
Yeah. I don't remember the last costume I wore.
Last costume I wore was
yesterday.
Indeed the biker.
We wore a costume yesterday.
It was a Minnesotan.
We were Minnesotans
with all our new gear from the Minnesotan.
No.
We all wore a hat.
Yep.
Oh, I guess it works.
We yeah. were gonna be Schitt's Creek, but our costume didn't work
I'm
out.
So I'm the.
We didn't get our act together soon
nope.
enough.
Because I'm not doing that.
We needed five people. We didn't have it.
Nope. Yeah. Not doing it.
Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe didn't dress up for a costume for his costume party either. So.
Damn right. Ooh. No, I was a Minnesotan. Whoa. I was a Minnesotan for mine, so you can't say that.
Wow.
I was a Minnesotan.
All right.
You can basically be whatever you can basically be whatever you want. Tell us what you want to be. Maybe a zebra with a big green mustache. You could be a duck. You could be a ref. You could be a duck. That's also a ref. Value Village has thousands of new and thrifty costumes. Plus that is my all-time favorite. You can be a duck or you can be a ref or you can be a duck that's also a ref.
That's like me. That's like my costume this year. I'm like a bunny.
That is an all-time great commercial.
It's all right.
Gone now, isn't it?
Value Village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was in Sunray, remember?
It wasn't Sunray. It's no longer there. What the hell was that? What's going on? I don't think I want to know. I think we're going to wrap it up. By the next time we talk to you guys, Halloween will be over. And so have a great Halloween. Give out good candy. And again, go to Sam's Club or Costco and buy those little bags of chips, and you will be a hit. You will never have your pumpkins smashed.
McLaren.
Who was that?
Wait, who is it?
No, that
so
was me.
Confused.
I just I hit the foot pump by accident.
We all thought that was McLaren.
I thought it was Gabe.
No, I was on my Gabe. Phone. It was not, because she just drank.
Yeah, that's what happens. Like Fiona.
I have the sound button up here, and I just accidentally hit this.
Oh, my.
Did Gabe record that?
Gabe okay, came in and recorded that before the show.
It sounds like a Gabe burp.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Okay, that's gross. End this now.
And again, because it's Halloween, let's go out with this, okay?
Well, here we are, children. Thank you for attending the extracurricular Halloween fun night. I'm Morgan Cuey Wolf Slattery, here to get you all prepared for Halloween. Now, first of all, we need to dress appropriately. No violent or condescending costumes.
I'm going to be a cowboy with a big hat and two six-shooters at my side. I don't think I'll have any ammo, though.
It doesn't matter. A cowboy is just wrong on so many levels. Any others?
I'll be a secretary.
I want to be a nurse.
Because these are women's jobs? Honestly. Children, there is no trick or treat. Candy is bad for you, and dressing up in inappropriate costumes will give you nightmares. Do not race from house to house. If someone is going slower than you, shine your light ahead and say, "Excuse us, passing on the left." Okay, pretend there's someone in front of you. What do you say?
Hey, hurry up. We got a lot of potential bounty out here.
Oh, children. What do we say on Halloween after ringing the doorbell at a home in our community?
Trick or treat, money or eat, give me some candy or I'll kick you in the seat.
Hey lady, out with the goods, I ain't got all night.
No, no, no.
Hey, hurry up.
Ooh. Did we scare ya?
Hey lady, do you have ice and gold?
say wellness and equal opportunity.
Wellness and opportunity? I don't even know what that means, you old belly.
Take a mulligan. Q-E. Wolf. Sally.
Happy Halloween, you euphorian.
That is just so precious in my heart.
Wow. Those were the players. Matthew with that squeaky little voice. McLaren with the little attitude. Sophia, who could barely speak, did all her lines properly. And Gabe was there in spirit, haunting us all.
Dead.
Yes.
Right.
All right, Matthew, have a good week. Don't forget to eat. Okay, I want you to eat every
I
day.
I don't know what to do today. Vikings don't play.
Oh, yeah. Now go rest. Go rest.
I'll watch all the other games.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you've earned it. You worked hard all week. I do know that. So congratulations, continued success, and we'll talk to you later on, okay?
All right. See you guys.
All right, Maddie.
Bye-bye.
We love you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, and thank you for listening to Table Talk with Rookies Family. You found it. Please go back and listen to all other 49 episodes, because this was number 50. Congratulations, everybody. We're as dysfunctional as any other family. Find us on social media. We're all over. If you found us already, you can find us on social media. But there was some really good stuff from the Minnesotan yesterday, so check those out, and we'll catch you next time for episode 51.
That's
Table
right.
Talk with Rookies Family.
Thanks
you guys.
Listening.
Yep.
What it do?
Nope.
Rate us on Apple iTunes.
Yep. Do that.
Last word, anybody?
Me. Always.
Me.
No. You're not getting it.